At 91.9 FM, KPTZ, Port Townsend, I'm Diane Urbani de La Paz with local news and commentary for Friday, August 4th. The nonprofit Bayside Housing and Services has purchased the historic Sterrett House Bed and Breakfast in Uptown Port Townsend. Bayside Housing's August newsletter notes that there are many details to be worked out, and the organization will share more information in the coming weeks. For now, quote, "We can tell you that our intent is to focus primarily on workforce housing for employed women and on being dedicated stewards of this local treasure," end quote. Bayside Housing also said it is developing a 5-year maintenance plan to care for the Victorian mansion and has begun applying for grants to cover expenses over the long term. Quote, "We look forward to announcing opportunities in the near future for neighbors and friends of Bayside to visit the place to hear more about plans as they develop. And most especially, we look forward to providing more resources for local working people," end quote. Bayside Housing is already a provider of transitional housing and case management for people in need in Jefferson County. Looking at Redfin, that home search tool, the 134-year-old Sterrett House at Adams and Clay has 11 bedrooms and 10 bathrooms. The selling price, $1.375 million. Meanwhile, the Housing Solutions Network gave a local rental market update in its latest newsletter. Average rents in PT are $2,150 per month. With the West Harbor Apartments coming online in October, the network predicts that we may see rents drop. The 3-story West Harbor complex has 36 units on 9th Street, not far from the Rainier Street roundabout. They're 2-bedroom, 2-bath apartments, and you can see the whole package at westharborapartments.com. As for home ownership, the Housing Solutions Network quoted some numbers from Redfin. The Jefferson County median home price is at $640,000, while the Port Townsend median is at $637,000. You can find out more about all of this and more at housingsolutionsnetwork.org. And those web addresses are always given in the transcript of this local newscast at kptz.org. A non-traditional art exhibition has arrived in downtown Port Townsend. The Fiber of Our Being is the title. Weavers Tanina Silva and Mo Walrath and quilter Andrea Allange have filled the Northwind Art Grover Gallery with their creations. These include what Mo calls soul boats, which are willow burial vessels, as well as Silva's ocean-inspired tapestries and rainbow and U-shaped quilted wall hangings Allange has made. Personally, I have never seen anything like them. You can take a look inside Grover Gallery on Taylor Street across from the Rose Theater and see for yourself. Saturday evening, Art Walk is happening. That means Port Townsend's art galleries will stay open until 8 o'clock, with refreshments flowing and plenty of opportunities for conversation about art. This particular Saturday Art Walk brings something different. It's called the Walking Gallery. The Raw Art Collective is putting this event together to go from 5 until 7 o'clock Saturday evening. Artists will walk down Water Street from Rotary Park, which is near the ferry dock, to Pope Marine Park. You might see all manner of visual art and performance art, such as juggling and music making. The artists will gather at Rotary Park at 5 o'clock to prepare. Walking will begin at 5:30 and then get to Tyler Plaza to give the public a chance to interact. Then it's down Water Street to Pope Marine Park, where the finale will happen, a surprise creative activity in which the public can participate and mingle. Any questions about the Walking Gallery can be emailed to therawartcollective@gmail.com. KPTZ 91.9 FM brings you local news at noon and 5 Monday through Friday and at noon on Saturday. You can contact us through news@kptz.org. This is Diane Urbani de La Paz. Thanks for listening.